President Bush today warned North Korea that developing a nuclear arsenal will alienate it from the rest of the world, and he encouraged other countries in the region to speak with a single voice on the issue of Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. News analyst Daniel Shore believes that before that can happen, the Bush administration has to make up its own mind on what to do about North Korea.
While the argument continues about whether the Bush and Blair administrations exaggerated a nuclear threat from Iraq, the nuclear threat from North Korea becomes more concrete. The New York Times reports evidence that North Korea has built a second secret plant for producing weapons-grade plutonium. This after the Pyongyang government announced that it has reprocessed enough nuclear fuel rods to make at least half a dozen weapons. Mohammed El-Baradei, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says that North Korea represents the most immediate and serious threat of nuclear proliferation. North Korea today repeated its demand for a non-aggression pact with the United States. The Bush administration has so far refused to meet with North Korea except in a multilateral setting with Japan and South Korea included. Prime Minister Tony Blair, visiting Seoul, South Korea, proposed a U.S.-North Korea-China meeting like the one held in Beijing last April, but this time followed by a five-power session. There appear to be differences in the Bush administration about how to proceed, with some supporting diplomacy and the hardliners opposing any concessions to the rogue communist state. Senator Joseph Biden, the ranking Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, calls the administration position incoherent. But the Democrats have been slow to make this a partisan issue. That may change. A National Security Advisory Group assembled by the Senate Democratic leadership and headed by former Defense Secretary William Perry has turned in a memorandum saying the United States should express its willingness to accept a diplomatic outcome. But it adds, diplomacy must be backed by a credible threat of coercive action, including military force, if North Korea proceeds to serial production of nuclear weapons. Greater than the danger of a North Korean nuclear attack, says Perry, is a North Korean nuclear device smuggled into the United States by some terrorist group and detonated in a major city. In Seoul, Prime Minister Blair says North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons is not acceptable. But how to stop that pursuit remains a point of contention in Washington. This is Daniel Shore.